Around the bottom of Tezvav and Aleph, Ovel Chai B'Kiyas Hamita. An Ovel has to turn his bed over, and some hold that he has to sit or lie on the bed, mamish turned over. Others hold that you just have to turn the bed over, he can sit on the ground if he wants. The bed has to be turned over. The reason is, the Gemara says, D'mus D'yukni Nosati Bohen, V'avanoseim Hatachtei, Kafu mitoseim, because the Rabban Hashem gave Tzelem Elokim, Rashi says, Tzelem Elokim also saw Adam, that's Demus to Yukni, and because of our Averis, people have to die, so we turn that Demus away, and therefore the place where the Demus is created, in the bed, that has to be turned over. Menuda Mitzorah Mahim B'Kriyas Hamita. Menuda Mitzorah, they have this aspect of Avelis or not, Teku. Ovel Osir Basias Malacha, Dechsiv, Othachti Chageichem La'Evel. Machag Osir B'Malacha, Athev, Ovel Osir B'Malacha. An Ovel's not allowed to do Malacha. So how about a Menuda Mahu Basias Malacha? So a Menuda allowed to work. Omer of Yosef Toshmak, She Omru Osir Basias Malacha, Lo Omru Ela B'Yom, Avabalai L'Mutter. Right, by the Taneisim, by the Gishamim, so also there was an Isser Malacha there, but the Isser Malacha was only in the daytime and not at night. The Chenat HaMotzei B'Menudah V'Evel. We find a similar thing by Menudah and by Ovel. Zemar says, My Lava Kulu, it's going back on all the things, including Asiyas Malacha. That an Ovel and Menudah are also Asur B'Malacha. Zemar says, Lo Asha'ar, it's going on the other things that are mentioned over there. But in Echanami, Isser Malacha doesn't apply to Menudah. Rashi, My love, Kishomru Chachomim Gabi Ovru Eilav Lo Nenu, if all these 13 days passed and well, they made all these Tanios and it didn't rain, so Asur Malacha, the Nalav do Malacha, the Chenatamotze be Menudah. At the end of that mission says, and we find similarly by Menudah. So the Gemara says, My love, Akulu Ka'omar, the Menudah Asur, all the things that are Asur when there's no rains. It's the same thing as Asur when it by Menudah. So the Gemara says, Lo Ashar, the Tani Akiva Sarosh. Other things that are mentioned over there, they sit with Atifas Harosh, that applies to a Menudah, but not the Isra Malacha.
What does Malacha mean?
What? Just like Cholamoid. Just like things you're not allowed to do Cholamoid, you're not allowed to do the announcing. Toshma. Menudah shon levishonim lo, nisker v'niskorin lo. Shmamino. We have the word that a Menudah you're allowed to teach and learn from. And you're allowed to be hired to him, and he's allowed to hire you. Vaisla, he said, a menudah is allowed to work. Shema mino, that's a raya brura, that a menudah is not osur b'malacha. Mitzora ma'u, does he have malacha? Teku. Mitzora, does he have that aspect of avelus or not? Teku. Oval osur b'rechitza, and oval's not allowed to wash. Dechsiv yata sochi shemin, rechitza b'chlal sicha. Rechitza and sicha go together. So if it's osur b'sicha, you're also osur b'rechitza. Menudah mahu berachitza. Menudah, does he have that aspect of avelus or not? Amar Rav Yosef Toshmak, she amru osur berachitza, lo amru ela kol gufo, avol ponav yodav ragla mutter. V'chein atamotzi b'menudah v'ovel. Same over that Mishnah. When it said that they asur rechitza by a tiny sibur, it's only kol gufo, but ponav yodav ragla is mutter. And similarly by menudah and ovel. My lava kulo, it's going back on all the things that it mentions over there, including rechitza. Where it says, Lo Ashar is going on only certain of them. Menudah is also similar to a tiny seabor in certain things, but not in everything. Mitzora ma'u brachitza teku. If the Mitzora has that aspect of avelus or not, of rachitza, teku. Ovel osu benilus asandu. Mediko omer li rachman li yecheskel, unalecha tosim baraglecha, nechlau de kule alma osu. Menudah ma'u benilus asandu. Right, so an Ovel's not allowed to wear shoes because the Rabban Hashem told Yecheskel, you put on shoes, but not a regular Ovel, not. Only your symbolic Avelis you're allowed to wear shoes. How about a Menudah? Omer of Yosef Toshmak, Shomru Osir Benilus HaSandal, or Omer El Be'ir, Ava Bederech Mutter. When they said the Osir Benilus HaSandal by Tani Sibor, is only in the city, but if you're traveling, you're allowed to wear shoes. Hakeit said, Yotzel Aderech Noel, Nichnas Le'ir Cholet. You're on the way. You're allowed to wear shoes. You come into the city, you have to take your shoes off. The chena to motze menuda ve'evil. Same thing. The end of that mishnah says, and we find similarly by menuda and oval. My lav akulu, going on all the things, and therefore a menuda is not allowed to wear shoes. Lo asha'ara, going on all the other ones. Right? They say metzora malbenilsa sandal teku. Metzora is also a teku, a shaila, whether he can wear shoes or not. He has that aspect of avelus. They ask, why don't we bring a raya from the midbar? Klal Yisrael were menudim to the rabbanim from the whole 40 years. They were like they were in cherim, and they wore shoes. Na'al chalo bal somi alecho. The Gemara says no, but they were in the way, they were traveling. So it's not to usher to wear shoes when you travel. Okay. Oval also b'tashim shamita. Besides, the Gemara had a shaila before whether maybe a menudah l'shamayim is either more kal or more chomer or whatever. So you can't bring a raya from the midbar. Oval also b'tashim shamita. The see vayinochem David is b'asheva ishto vayovu aleho mechladim mikor osur. Right, David only lived with his wife after the avelus was finished. So you see, an oval is not allowed to live with his wife. Menudah mahu b'tashim shamita. Is a menudah allowed to have tashim amita? They asked, what's a kshayla? A menudah, nobody's allowed to come within his four amas. So pretty difficult for him to have tashim shamita if his wife can't come within his four amas. So they say that only strangers are not allowed to come. Persons in Cherem, his own family, could come within four amas of him, but not strangers. So therefore the shayla whether he's allowed but tashim shamita. Omer of Yosef Toshma, kol osin shonim shoyisov amidbar menudim hoyu v'shim shemut yoseyim. They had children the whole 40 years in the desert, and yet they were menudim l'shamayim. So you see, a menuda is mutter. Omer le'abayi v'dil menuda l'shamayim shani dekil. Maybe a menuda l'shamayim is less strict than a regular menuda. A regular menuda can't have relations, but a menuda l'shamayim can. Omer says kil v'omer schomer. Before we said the opposite. Maybe a menudah l'shamayim is worse than a regular menudah. Now we're saying maybe he's less than a regular menudah. Mesapkalei zil hocher kamatzkalei v'zil hocher kamatzkalei. Not sure. So want to bring a raya from a menudah l'shamayim l'chumra, pushes you, maybe it's more kal. Want to bring a raya to kula, pushes it to more chomer. So we're not sure whether a menudah l'shamayim is more chomer or more kal. Okay. What's a svara of being kal chomer is menudah l'shamayim? It's directly from the Rabbanu Shalom. It's more chomer. What's a svara of being more kal? That the things that are mitzvahs, the Rabbanu Shalom has a vested interest kibiyachol in the mitzvahs. So he doesn't want you not to do mitzvahs because you're a menudah to him. Things that are not mitzvahs, there could be more chomer. So for mitzvahs, but on the other hand, stama menudah, right, could be there even mitzvahs you don't what's it called you don't do. Okay, Rashi. Rechitza b'chal sicha d'chsiv atovo kamayim b'kirbo k'shemin ba'atzmosav. Okay. Rechitza and sicha go together. K'shomru osur b'rechitza b'tanis sibur akulu arechitza na'amin amunud osur lo ashay rekomer the munda islay din the honey the tanis sibur. Some of the things he has the same din as the tanis sibur, not all of them. K'shomru osur b'nil sasandru b'tanis sibur v'yavo aleh lach ravelus nedudim hoya lamakum Sveikahu ikili chomer, zilhacho matzi de lekula asli badayu, right? And you want to bring a raya lekula, matzcha maybe it's more chomer. Want to bring a raya lechumra, bring maybe it's more kal. So you can't bring a raya from what happened in the midbar. Metzora ma'u b'tashim amita. How about a metzora? Toshma the Tanya, vayeshe michutz liyoshav michutz liolo shiyahekim menuda ko'ovel va'osu b'tashim amita vein olo elishto. That metzora has to be away from his wife during the time that he's counting the 7 days before he becomes tar. So you see clearly that an ovel, what's called metzora, is also metashma mita b'meistira. Where it says v'nifshal nomi l'menuda, it says over there ke menuda uke ovel. A metzora is not allowed to live with his wife like an oval and a menuda. So we see a menuda is not allowed to live with his wife. Omer Afuna Bereder Pinchas Meder Rav Yosef Miktoni She'asur Shia Kemenuda Uka Oval. The Miliach Ranaisi Va'asur Right Va'asur Nami V'tashna Mita. Right? Maybe what's it called? It doesn't say that in this respect he's like a menuda. He what's it called? He's in certain ways like a menuda, the metzora. And those are different things. And he's also b'tashma amita, but not that that's like a menuda. So again, we have no raya that a mitzora is exactly like a menudah and everything. And if we know that a mitzora is also betashna mita, then a menudah is also also. Oval ain't a mishaleach korbanosa. An oval, as long as an oval, can't send korbanos to be brought for him in the Beis HaMikdash. Because pashtis, it's going on shlomim. Because when you're shalim, that's when you can bring it. He's not shalim bedaito, he's an oval. Right? Others say, some Rishonim say we learn all other korbanos from shlomim, except for korbanos with his kapara. Korbanos with his kapara, that he could be mishalech when he's an oval, to get the kapara. But any other korban, an ola, what's it called, with the ikur is not the kapara, shlomim, those korbanos he can't send. And some hold it's only shlomim. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, shlomim bismanshu shalim, velo bismanshu oni. Right? Dafka at a time when he's complete, not when he's broken, because of avelis. Menuda maushish lachkobanosa. Okay, so a menuda. Does he have the same din as an oval? He can't send his korbanos or not. Omer of Yosef Toshma, call osin shonim shoyu stobe midbar menudin hoyu. Visholchu korbanoseim. In the midbar for 40 years, they were menudim, and yet they sent their korbanos. They had korbanos in the midbar. Same thing we said before. Maybe a menudah l'shamayim is less strict than a regular menudah. Regular menudah can't sell his korbanos. But a menudah l'shamayim, there, like we said, the Rabbanu Shalom is interested in you doing the mitzvah, so mitzvahs you can do. Versus kiel v'amas chomer, sluke misap, kilei umatchilei. Right? That is sophic, whether menudah l'shamayim is more chomer, more kal, therefore you can't bring any raya one way or the other from menudah l'shamayim. Mitzora maushish lachkorbanos. Can a mitzora send his korbanos when he's a mitzora? Right? Does he have a din of an oval? The gabi this or not? Toshma the Tanya, the acharei taharaso, achar prishoso min hames shivas yomim yisprulo. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel describing what's it called kohen. What happens to a kohen? What's it called? The process of a kohen becoming tahar. Okay, you'll see Rashi till here. Vayovu aleh lachra velus menudu hay lemakom sveiko hu ikil lechomer zil hachom matri. Okay, we said the tichas no nikroim shlomi bisman shu shalim bedaito. Yes, we shalim bedaito, not a broken person. Shedaito miyushevis olav. Right, he has yishuv hadas, but if he's an oval, he doesn't have yishuv hadas. Yisprulo, not so many says yet. The achrei taraso, achar prishosu menamei, shivas yomim, yisprulo. So it says, yisprulo. Elu zayinim espiro. This comes to tell me also, during the time that he's counting the days when he's a mitzora. Not only a regular tamei, tamei meis, but a mitzora too. Le'el minei ksiv, v'el meis adam lo yavo, v'toma. In Yechesk over there, it's talking about the laws of Kohanim. So before that it says, a kohen can't come in contact with a meis. With a kohen mishtoi. The achrei taraso, the hainu b'frishosu min hameis, after he's tar, in other words, that he goes away from the meis, mishiyafrish min hameis, monim shiva shimei azoso. Then you count 7 days, and you sprinkle him with the afer of the paradum on the 3rd and 7th day. Shivas yomim acherim yisbrulo. Right? Then he has to count 7 days. Mida afkir rachmona b'loshin svira, v'lo nokar hazoh. They should have said, on 7 days, you have hazoh. Why 7 days of svira? Right, shamin and shiva, you may sphero in the tzara. It comes to hint to me that if he was a mitzora, he also has this same halacha. Elu zayin may sphero. Uviyom bo al hakodesh al hachotzer apnimis l'shoris b'kodesh yakriv chadoso. When he's able to come in back into the azara, that's when he brings his chatos. What chatos are we talking about? Zu asiris ha'if v'shalom divrei Reb Yehuda. Okay. That's when he can bring his korban. Mashma, that all the time that he couldn't come into the Azara, he couldn't send the korban to be brought by somebody else. Rashi. Uviyom bo'o, viyom tarasu, ksiba koin godl. Zu, asiri saifa, shalosha, maybe koin hedyit kishimachan, can also lavo tchila, koin hedyit. The first time that he is ove, he brings an asiri saifa, the same korban that a koin godl brings every day. He receives that korban aron ubanav asheyakriv l'Hashem biyom imoshech oso asiris ha'efa v'amrinen ubanav l'rabos asiris ha'efa shokoyin hedit l'chinuch v'lav akroid l'elkoy It's not going on the psukim before. It's now a new thing that kohanim have to bring a korban the day that they are inducted, and a kohen gadol every day. You see clearly that he couldn't bring his korban till he was tahar mitumas meis. But who adim mitzarat? And since we also infer tzaras from that same pasuk, you see, a Metzorah could not send his korban. He has to wait till he becomes not a a Metzorah. What? He's not Roy. Yeah, Baal Tzachar is only to Roy. If you're not Roy, you're in the korban.